Welcome to Morning Manna, July the 12th, 2021.
Our subject today is manner of observing the Sabbath. Manner of observing the Sabbath. And of course, this is July the 12th, 2021. It is your Morning Manna, and it is in line with Bible readings for the home circle, published in 1889. The title again, Manner of Observing the Sabbath. Question. What is first commanded in the Sabbath commandment? Exodus 20 and verse 8 says, remember the Sabbath. Which day is the Sabbath? Exodus 20 and verse 10 says, the seventh day is the Sabbath. For what purpose are we to remember the Sabbath day? Notice that in verse 8 of Exodus 20 it says, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Notice that all through the week, the keeping holy of the Sabbath day is to be remembered or borne in mind. No business contracts or arrangements are to be made. No manner of living indulged in, which will prevent or interfere with the proper or holy observance of the day when it comes. The keeping of this commandment, therefore, is in the interest of and with a view to holy living all the time. The commandment itself enjoins a duty, and it is to be kept all through the week. The Sabbath is to be kept when it comes. The Sabbath commandment, therefore, like every other precept of the Decalogue, contrary to the conception of many, is to be kept all the time and not simply one day in the week. In this matter, we should distinguish between the Sabbath and the Sabbath commandment. Who made the Sabbath day holy? Exodus 20 and verse 11 says, wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Notice that God made the Sabbath day holy, and we are to keep it holy. What is it that makes a thing holy? God's presence in it makes it holy. See Exodus 3 and verse 5, or also Joshua 5 verse 13 through 15, you'll find that concept clearly defined. Then in order to keep the Sabbath day holy, what must be recognized? God's presence in the day must be recognized. His blessing upon it must be recognized. And His sanctification of it must also be recognized. Question. When, according to the Bible, does the Sabbath begin? Notice how the text says, and the evening and the morning were the first day, and the evening and the morning were the second day. That would be Genesis chapter 1, verses 5, 8, 13, 19, 23, and 31, all the way through. The evening begins at the going down of the sun. And if you look at Deuteronomy 16 and verse 6, or Mark 1 and verse 32, or Deuteronomy 23 and verse 11, or 1 Kings 22 and verse 35 and 36, or 2 Chronicles 18 and verse 34. So the evening begins at the going down of the sun. Question. Does the Bible recognize this as the proper time for the beginning and ending of the Sabbath? Leviticus 23 and verse 32 says, for even unto even shall ye celebrate your Sabbath. Notice, one great advantage of keeping the Sabbath according to the Bible method of reckoning the day, that is from sunset to sunset, over keeping it according to the Roman reckoning, or from midnight to midnight, is that by the former, one is awake to welcome and to bid adieu to the day when it comes and goes, while by the latter, he is asleep when the day begins and ends. God's ways are always best. The setting of the sun is a great natural sign for marking the division of time into days. Question. What kind of labor is to be done through the week? Exodus 20 and verse 9 says, 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work. Is any of this kind of work to be done on the Sabbath? Exodus 20 and verse 10 says, in it thou shalt not do any work. If the Sabbath is to be kept holy, mere physical rest one day in seven cannot be the great object of the Sabbath institution. Question: how does the Lord, through the prophet Isaiah, indicate what is true Sabbath keeping? Notice Isaiah 58 verses 13 and 14 says, if thou turn away thy foot from the Sabbath, from doing thy pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy of the Lord, honorable, and shall honor him, not doing thine own ways, nor feeding thine own pleasure, nor speaking thine own words, then shalt thou delight thyself in the Lord, and I will cause thee to ride upon the high places of the earth, and feed thee with the heritage of Jacob thy father, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. Notice that whether the Sabbath becomes a delight or a burden depends upon the spirit with which a man meets it. Indeed, the spirit of the man settles the question as to the benefits to come from any duty he may perform. One man cannot understand why his neighbor should prefer the park or the ball ground to the church, simply because his spirit is different. He has cultivated the higher nature until he loves spiritual things above all others, and to him, the Sabbath is indeed a delight. It comes to his weary soul as a reminder of God and brings him nearer to heaven in heart and mind than does any other day. Question: what is the character of God, and how only can he be truly worshipped? John 4 and verse 24 says, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. This is one reason why the attempt to produce Sabbath keeping by human Sabbath laws is altogether out of place. Such laws can never produce true Sabbath keeping, for that is spiritual and must be of the mind and from the heart, and not perfunctory, mechanical, nor of force. But what is one thing for which God has given the Sabbath to be a sign? Notice, he has given it to be a sign that he sanctifies his people, which is to say, he makes them holy. And you can find that in Exodus chapter 31 and verse 13, or Ezekiel chapter 20 and verse 12. Both of these will give you that answer. So what does the psalm for the Sabbath day suggest as proper acts and themes of thought and meditation on the Sabbath? Notice Psalm 92 verses 1 through 5. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto his name, O Most High. For show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night, upon an instrument of 10 strings, and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, O Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands, O Lord. How great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. What do the works of God declare? Psalm 19, verses 1 to 3 says, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. That's Psalm 19, verses 1 through 3. God designed that the Sabbath should direct the minds of men to his created works, and through these to him, the Creator. Nature itself speaks to our senses, telling us that there is a God, the Creator and Supreme Ruler of the universe. The Sabbath, ever pointing to God through nature, was designed to keep the Creator constantly in mind. The proper keeping of it, therefore, must naturally tend to prevent idolatry, atheism, agnosticism, infidelity, irreligion, and irreverence, and being promotive of the knowledge and fear of God must of necessity be a deterrent to sin. In this may its value and importance be seen. So was the Sabbath designed to be a day for public worship? Leviticus 23 and verse 3 says, 6 days shall thy work be done, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of rest and holy convocation. The word convocation means a calling together and is always used in the Bible with reference to meeting at a religious character. What example did Christ set in Sabbath observance? Luke 4 and verse 16 says, and as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. What else did Jesus do on the Sabbath? John 9 and verse 14, and it was the Sabbath day when Jesus made the clay and opened his eyes. Notice that a large share of Christ's ministry consisted of miracles and acts of mercy performed for the relief of suffering humanity. And not a few of these were done on the Sabbath. On this day, as on other days, he went about doing good. So with what words did he justify acts of mercy on the Sabbath day? Matthew 12 and verse 12 says, wherefore it is lawful to do well on the Sabbath day. Not a little of Christ's earthly ministry was devoted to uplifting the Sabbath and showing the benefit character of the Sabbath institution. It was not meant to be a day of sorrow, austerity, or gloom. Disinterested works of love and mercy toward man or beast are always in place on Sabbath. Lawful means according to the law. So what day is especially indicated as the day to prepare for the Sabbath? Luke 23 verse 54 says, and that day, the sixth day, was the preparation, and the Sabbath drew on. In order to keep the Sabbath day holy, it must be remembered all through the week. And on the sixth day, or the day just before the Sabbath, special preparation should be made to be ready to welcome and observe the day when it comes. Question: how did the Israelites in the wilderness on the sixth day prepare for the Sabbath? Listen to this. Exodus 16 and verse 22 says, and it came to pass that on the sixth day they gathered twice as much bread, 2 omers for one man. Notice that the Sabbath should not be a day of either ordinary labor, idleness, or amusement, but one of rest, one of reflection, a holy joy, worship, and helpfulness. It should be the happiest, the brightest, and the best of all the week. Such it should be made for young and old. Very early, the children can be taught the stories of creation and redemption, and taken out amidst the handiworks of God, and taught to see Him and to commune with Him through nature. Preparation for the Sabbath, therefore, is an essential to its proper observance. God's blessing is upon the first moments of the Sabbath, as well as upon the last. And as far as possible, everything should be got in readiness so that the entire day may be devoted to God and humanity in the manner indicated. In making the Sabbath, God rested upon and blessed and sanctified the day. And you find that in Exodus 20 and verse 11. Whoever then keeps the Sabbath aright may expect that there will be brought into his life God's rest, God's blessing, and God's sanctification. Today we are reminded of the beauty of the Sabbath and how important it is. First, to remember it before it comes and to prepare for it during the week, making sure that we're not only preparing physically, but we are preparing intellectually and spiritually. But we're getting ourselves ready to meet with our God and Savior. We're getting ready to confess and to ask for forgiveness for all of those things that need to be made right with God. All of this is an opportunity that we have been given. We can stand before Him long before the Sabbath begins and begin to work out our soul salvation with our Lord and Master. By the time we get to that moment when the Sabbath begins, a certain kind of joy will fill our hearts as we reflect upon all that He has done for us and all that He has taught us during the week while we were working, while we were carrying out our tasks. The Holy Spirit has been speaking, opening up our hearts and taking a look inside of us, seeing the things that need to be changed so that by the time we reach the Sabbath, we're ready to make a new commitment to our Lord and Savior. All of this is beautiful. All of this provides us what we need most, a closer relationship with our Lord and Savior, the kind of relationship that brings across healing and restoration, that we might walk according to His will and allow ourselves to be led by Him and Him alone. The God of heaven and earth has given us this day a day of rest, a day of reflection, a day of restoration, a day of upgrading, so that our hearts might be made right with Him, that our minds might be clarified, and those things that would stop us from thinking about Him and praying to Him and studying His Word would be taken away, so that we might spend some time, extra time, with our Lord and Savior and in the family, with our wives or with our husbands, with our children, with our fathers, with our relatives, all of us. Preparing for the Sabbath can be a beautiful thing as we interact upon the goodness of God and we begin to thank Him for all of the wonderful things that He is doing for us consistently through Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, so that we come on Sabbath with a handful of gratitude and the kind of transformation that can only take place when we place ourselves safely in God's hand. Today God is calling you, giving you an opportunity to walk with Him, asking you to surrender your life to Him, to follow His example of Sabbath keeping, to do the things that are right and pleasing in His sight. Spend some time helping others. That is the kind of work that is acceptable in heaven, where you begin to lead others to Christ, where you begin to talk with them about the Lord and all that He has done for you and with you. Today God is calling you to a newness of life, calling you to a newness of commitment, so that as you live each day, your relationship with Him will get to be closer and closer, and you will walk according to His will in a way that will always bind you both together. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank You so much for that day of commitment. We thank You for the beauty of the Sabbath. We thank You for the presence of the angels and the Holy Spirit in that day, so that we might know that there is a special relationship that is being built, that we are being transformed according to Your will, that our hearts are being strengthened and our faith enlarged and our endurance made strong, so that in every aspect of our lives, we will begin to reflect You on every level. We thank You in advance for all that You will do for us today. And indeed, we do look forward to this coming Sabbath, so that we will recall all of the blessings that you have given and all of you that you have shown us to do and be. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This has been Morning Manna, July the 12th, 2021.